said Father.
We must get to it before the other villagers find out about it. Bring your flint knives and axes. Bring baskets for the meat.
A beached whale is always good news for our village, for any village, really. It means plenty to eat for the next few moons. There will even be a feast around the fire with guests and storytelling. We have a very good storyteller in our village. We call him the Keeper of the Stories, because he can remember the slightest detail about people and events and weave it into his stories. His tales keep memories of our ancestors alive. Mother will hang great chunks of whale meat from the ceiling where it will get cooked by the smoke from the fire. It'll be a lifesaver in the coming winter when fresh food is scarce. The whale bone will be turned into tools and beads for necklaces.
I'll come with you all to thank the spirit of the whale, said Moon, and to offer a gift to the sea.
He was a short fellow with a bushy beard and wild hair, both of which had turned white with age. Feathers and pierced shells dangled in his hair. His round, pale eyes had given him his name. They were full of kindness when he looked at you. Moon lived in a house just outside the village with his son, Rain.